This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rolling along this Friday here on Sports Talk. Happy to welcome in one of our favorites on the show, Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champion, Saints pregame and postgame analyst. Scott, how you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm doing good.
NFL Combine going on right now. I know you were part of it a long time ago, you could say, but what are your memories from the Combine in Indy?
Yeah, it's an interesting event, that's for sure. I mean, it's you go in rooms and they just take out tons of notepads and write everything down about you. You walk around in tights everywhere, and you quickly realize it's a business. It's a commodity business of human beings, but it's an opportunity to make a lot of money. And I think it's an exciting time for guys and an exciting time for teams because, you know, not only do the guys train to go up there and run 40s and vertically jump high and those things. But I think it's a great opportunity for guys to impress teams behind the scenes, things that you don't see on TV that you can't measure. There's a lot of teams being interested more in players or less based on them sitting down and just getting to know them for a second. I think that's the most beneficial part of going to the combine is getting to show teams your personality.
Yeah, I do think that is something that gets underrated because it's, you know, everyone gets caught up in the visual of it all. Like, oh, that guy's so fast, he's so agile, and oh, he jumped so high. But those meetings are very important. I am curious, you know, there are a lot of players, it seems, more and more every year who just don't work out at all. But they are there doing those meetings and those interviews, and that is important. I'm just curious, what is kind of your thoughts on players, especially the quarterback position, skipping out on those workouts? Because it doesn't seem like it's impacting draft stock at this point.
Yeah, I think there's one position that you notice is not really affected by not doing anything at the combine. It's the quarterback position. And a lot of times those quarterbacks, you know, and I kind of understand it. I would like to see everybody participate who gets the invitation because, you know, it's an opportunity to perform amongst your peers and everybody on the same playing field. But I think when you're a quarterback and you're throwing to people that you don't have timing with, you don't have rhythm with, there's no familiarity, it's hard to look like yourself. And it takes quarterbacks in their own comfort zone to look their best. I think that's a lot of times why you see quarterbacks skip out on the combine events. They want to throw at their own facility with their receivers that they know and they're comfortable with. So I get that. But I think there's a lot of when you're dealing with, you know, 22 positions and plus kickers and punters and things like that, there's so many other needs that teams have that, you know, the combine feels like it takes forever as a player, but I'm sure teams would love to have that thing be 2 weeks. Because, like I said, they get to sit down, they get to find out guys' personalities behind the scenes.
Scott, exciting time for the Saints. A new era starting with Kellen Moore, young offensive mind, taking over as head coach of the Black and Gold. Just your initial thoughts on the team adding him and also just some of the staff that he's adding, including a defensive coordinator in Brandon Staley, who was a guy that we know didn't have success as a head coach with the Chargers, but what he can do with the team as a defensive coordinator could be a valuable asset for Kellen, also a sounding board of a guy that's been there, done that before. Or as a head coach?
Yeah, I think it's always beneficial as a first-time head coach, a young guy, to have people to bounce ideas off of. And for guys, you know, Staley was obviously the Rams defense coordinator. They won Super Bowl, and to your point, didn't have the same success with the Chargers. I think there's so many interesting storylines as far as, you know, Kellen Moore hiring him, coming in. Obviously, he's coached three different spots recently with really good quarterbacks. What type of scheme? He'll bring the same scheme, but what type of plays will he run with the Saints, depending on who the quarterback is? And by all accounts, it looks like it's going to be Carr again, but there's still a lot of offseason left. But going back to the defense real quick, I think the most interesting storyline with Staley is the conversion from a 4-3, four-down front to a three-down front. It's a huge change. I went through it when I was with the Cowboys. You know, Mike Zimmer, my first year here, he had the number one defensive league. Parcells was a huge 3-4 guy, made him switch to a 3-4. It is night and day. It really is. You need different body types on the D-line. You need different linebackers. You know, not to say that Warner and Davis can't do it. They can certainly play inside linebacker in the 3-4, but you don't really have a 3-4 pass rushers. And I think those are the biggest needs when you go to a 3-4 defense. So will Staley get those things in the offseason? Will he mold his defense to the personnel he has? I think that remains to be seen in the most interesting storyline when it comes to the defense.
Yeah, and, you know, kind of bridging off that, I mean, if there was a position, as you're looking at that and saying, hey, where should we focus in the draft? Like, where are the players that you can pull out of the draft that you could see being immediate contributors on this defensive scheme? Is there a position in particular that you think should be kind of a focus as you're kind of scouting? Like, okay, if we can pull this type of player out of the draft, that would help that transition greatly in year one?
Absolutely. I think for number one thing, when someone says they're going to a 3-4 defense, you better have outside linebackers. You better have guys who can stand up and get after the passer and then be athletic enough to drop back in the zone coverage. And I think a lot of offenses hate the 3-4 defense because of the versatility of those outside linebackers. I don't see anybody on the Saints roster right now as a true 3-4 outside linebacker. So I think if they're going to go this way and they're not going to be real multiple, but they want to be a 3-4, they got to get some outside linebackers in a 3-4 scheme. And then the other part of a 3-4 is you got to have space heaters inside. You got to have a big nose guard. You have to have somebody who can take up space and two gap and disrupt the middle of a defense. And so I think if you're going to a 3-4 exclusively, those are two things you really got to focus on.
Outside linebacker, maybe like a Zach Bond, a guy that was here. We just saw win a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. As a fellow linebacker, just what did you think about his growth and development, obviously going to a team like Philadelphia, being with Vic Fangio, and who really utilized his specialties?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you got to give a lot of credit. You have to give a lot of credit to Vic Fangio and the Eagles scouting department. Obviously, they saw something in Zach and his ability to play in their scheme as an inside linebacker, which he really didn't play. So they saw attributes that he could do. Now, if they believed Zach would have been what he was, they would have gave him a 5-year, $100 million deal. But they gave him a 1-year deal, a prove-it deal. He went out there and played really great all year long. You know, obviously, he played behind two great defensive tackles. Like I said, it's easier to play linebacker when you have two great defensive tackles in front of you. But Zach did an outstanding job of playing a position that he really hasn't shown much playing as far as coverage and playing in space and those types of things. So I think it was just one of those things where Zach took great advantage of the opportunity in front of him. And then at the same time, you know, I don't necessarily blame the Saints, because it was like, you know, what were you going to do? You're going to play Zach ahead of DeMario Davis? It was just one team didn't have a need for him. The other team had a huge need for him, and he took advantage of his role.
Yeah, and I said to Steve the other day, I was like, hey, he's a free agent. You know? I
mean, bring him on back.
I don't see why you wouldn't. Hey, maybe consider it. But, you know, I do think it's interesting. The Saints go into this season, and, you know, there's the people throw around the term rebuild. They throw around whatever. You know, I think that what gets lost in the conversation a lot of the time, as people are saying, oh, the Saints should do this, the Saints should do that, is as you're a head coach, you're walking into a building, you have to sell. Hey, we're going out there to compete. We're going out there to win games. There's no selling people on like, we're going to lose a bunch of games this year. That's fine. It's like, no, you're setting up, you're taking the path that leads you to, hey, this gives us the best chance to win games. I'm just curious, as you kind of watch Kellen Moore go into that room and you know, you watch Mickey operate around him and some of the decisions that are being made, obviously the Derek Carr news that they're likely going to stick with him, that maybe rub some people the wrong way who might not be the biggest Derek Carr fans. But I think when you assess how decisions are made around the team, you have to always look at it like this. They're operating as a team that's trying to win the most games possible. That always has to be the mission. And I think a lot of the criticism is based on, well, why bother? Well, the players in the room are only going to go one way, and that is, hey, we're going out there fully committed to winning every week.
Yeah, absolutely. As a player, this league is a one-year business. Everybody can be cut at any time. So you're never going to convince a player in an organization to tank or take a dive so that the organization can get better the next year. Because if you do that, you're not going to be around. And that's just how it is. Now, I do think this, if there's any year to kind of hit a soft reset and kind of rebuild, it's in year one of a new head coach. Because everybody kind of, you buy a little bit of time. And I think there's probably a large part of this roster that needs to be overturned. They need to add depth. I think what you've seen over the last couple of years is, you know, Dennis Allen obviously inherits Sean Payton's roster. They kind of keep around this nucleus of guys for as long as they can, trying to, you know, kick the can down the road a little bit to stay competitive. Then you get into salary cap hell. They're going to get out of that in the next year or two. But I think if there's any time to hit kind of a soft reset, like we got to clear out some players, we got to get younger at these spots, we got to build depth at this spot. It's in year one of a new head coach. Like you said, everybody wants to win, but it's about doing the best thing you can do to set yourself up for, you want to win for 3 to 5 to 7 to 9 years and not just in your first year. And it's hard. It's hard for Mickey. It's hard for the Saints because, you know, they've been all in every single year and try to do what's best to win. Now, that being said, I don't think you necessarily have to strip it all down and have a bunch of rookies out there, because I still think the NFC South is a division that you can win games in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, looking at a change of scenery for a guy that was here as head coach, Dennis Allen. What are your thoughts on him now being the DC over with the Chicago Bears? We kind of feel here that he's going to probably have good success with the Bears.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me. Obviously, Dennis was with us when I was there, secondary coach, before he left to go to Denver, then Oakland. Dennis is a heck of a defense coordinator, and anybody who, you know, you go back to the Rob Ryan years, and Dennis kind of came in and was the savior of the defense in 2015, 2016 timeframe, and then the Saints had Super Bowl caliber defenses, you know, under Dennis from 17 to 21. So Dennis is an outstanding defense coordinator. I think he's got really good players with Chicago. They have a franchise quarterback, new head coach. So it's going to be a great opportunity for him there. And I think, you know, Dennis is no doubt. Nobody will dispute that he's not a great defense coordinator. So I'm sure those guys will love playing for him.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Do you have any thoughts on some of the names that have been brought in? It's interesting to me on the defensive side for the Saints. It seems to be mining the college ranks. Terry Joseph out of Texas, Bo Davis coming down from LSU, Peter Sermon, former defensive coordinator at Cal. It kind of strikes me as like, hey, you know, you need to develop young players on this defense to have success over a long term, and who better to do that than guys who have been succeeding in college? I'm just curious if you had any thoughts on any of those guys.
Yeah, I obviously Peter played in the league, played linebacker, so I remember watching him play. I don't know a whole lot about the other guys. Obviously, Joseph is coming back home, being from the area. So I think it's exciting for those guys. You know, I remember when we brought Coach Orgeron from the college ranks. He was a defensive line coach for us in 2008, and they just have a different energy about them. And I think because of the way you have to coach college guys and motivate and inspire them all the time and get them to play, and they have a little bit of energy and passion, I think those are the things that teams are looking for, and obviously Kellen Moore is looking for in year one. It did surprise me to see this number of college guys on the staff, but obviously I think they have a plan, and they have some type of familiarity with them that they feel comfortable with them in developing guys in the league.
Scott, we are deep into Mardi Gras season now. Are you going to be around for any of the parades in town?
No, I wish, man. There's one thing I miss. I miss Mardi Gras. I always laugh because I tell people when I got to New Orleans and I was playing there, it was my first year there, first offseason there, and I'm like, man, where the hell has my mail been for this whole week? Why is the mail not going? And my neighbor says to me, it's Mardi Gras. I'm like, so? The mail stops? He's like, yeah, it's Mardi Gras. That was my first thing. Like, yeah, Mardi Gras is a pretty big deal around here.
Awesome stuff, Scott. Always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us this Friday.
Yeah, absolutely, guys.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champ and Saints pregame and postgame analyst. Got a little insight there on some of the goings on with the black and gold, and we'll see what they end up finding, mining, I guess you could say, at the NFL Combine going on right now. The NFL draft will be in April, so shortly around the corner there. We got free agency coming up, and I know everybody's talking about the team getting cap compliant, and the new league year is starting soon. I believe that is March 12th. Am I correct with that?
You are correct.
March 12th, they must be cap compliant, so they got some work to do in trimming down things.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that's kind of the biggest, you know,
obstacle right now?
I wouldn't say obstacle, but domino is Derek Carr's contract.
I gotcha.
Of like, that's where, hey, you're saying, hey, we're going to stick with Derek Carr, right? Like, that's the news is the Saints are likely going to stick with Derek Carr. Well, that's when you'll know for sure is if they either fully or restructure a large number of that contract, because that's the sign that he's sticking around. If they don't, then all options are still on the table.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.